It's no secret we have a skills shortage. It's happening in all sectors right across the community. We're often talking about how we desperately need positions filled in health, in aged care, in education. According to a recent review, our current migration system is broken and unfair, with many struggling to transition into the labour market or consigned into jobs well below their skill level. The federal government today confirmed an overhaul. It's hoping to simplify the immigration system and speed up the process for the more than 1 million people currently waiting on visas, including permanent residency. At the press club today, Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said the current system has undermined Australia's skilled migration system.
Today, we aren't bringing in the talent that we need to confront these challenges, and we certainly are not making the most of the talent that we've got. The solution to this is to end the era of policy neglect and laziness, where the system has basically run itself. It means being strategic and decisive and purposeful about who we need to help us meet the challenges of the moment and how we will make sure that we get the best out of them.
The findings of this review come as no surprise to those navigating the migration system every day. Sheila Woods is a migration agent in Perth. Good evening, Sheila.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Broken. Is that how you would also describe our current migration system? Tell me what the reality of working with it every day is.
Look, I'd have to agree. It's very complicated. It's slow, frustrating. And I think it's beyond the capability of even most migration lawyers and agents to navigate it, never mind individuals trying to get through the system or businesses trying to work out, you know, how they can employ somebody from overseas. So I think the changes announced today, or at least the direction the changes will take, will be really welcome by both in, you know, migrants and employer groups, because if it's simplified, if it's less costly, if it's faster, and if it gives pathways to permanent residence, they're all the things that are missing and that are really in need after COVID, because most migrants really want certainty, especially now. That's one thing that's really come across in the last 12 months. So yeah, I think it is broken and in need of a fix.
The minister outlined a new three-tiered assessment system, which she says will cut red tape and delays. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it seems a sensible approach, because I mean, if the three tiers are, you know, for highly skilled, highly paid, highly skilled, should go through with minimum sort of bureaucracy. So no occupationalist, no labour market testing, which is the requirement to advertise first if you want to sponsor someone in those high skilled sort of occupations. So that's much more sensible. It just will feed the skills through the economy, and it will give the migrants sort of ease of economic engagement. The second tier is for people who are in, you know, mid-tier professionals perhaps. Again, no advertising is going to be required, and the occupation lists will be data-driven lists. Don't know what that really means yet, but hopefully a lot more simple and less onerous. And the third tier will be yet to be determined what that it's going to look like, but it will be for essential industries. So it sounds like it will allow the industries that rely on student visa labour now will be able to rely on that this tier instead, so that it will be designed to protect workers who maybe work in lower paid industries with heavier compliance. So sort of instead of having one type of visa program where the everyone's treated the same, it will treat the risk as it falls. So people in highly low risk sort of businesses and low risk skills get through faster, and those that need the compliance checks will have them. So yeah, I think they're sensible changes, and most employers, all of them, will be delighted that there will be no advertising requirement in the current format. It's very bureaucratic.
It's 12 past five on ABC Radio Perth. I'm talking to migration agent Sheila Woods. And if you have any experience of trying to navigate the immigration system, if you've got a family member who's been trying to access a visa, or if you have been on a temporary visa and are looking for more permanency, share your story. 1300 222 720 or give me a call 0437 922 720. Has it been really difficult to navigate? Have there been lots and lots of waits? How bad have these delays been under the current system, Sheila? What's the impact on the real people whose lives are effectively being put on hold while they are waiting for a response or are stuck on a temporary visa with no clear pathway forward?
Yeah, that, look, the change, the delays over during COVID and in the probably 12 to 18 months since the borders reopened have been like extensive. A lot of people waiting for permanent residence for 12 months after they've lodged or more. That has improved significantly in the last 6 months. But the bigger issue probably is the temporary migrants who came on one. There's the current temporary visa is a 482. There's one stream in that visa that cut people out from permanent pathways. And what has happened is they've had several iterations of that visa and jumped to other temporary visas. They've had no way to be able to stay here that's been certain for them. So they've been navigating a bunch of COVID concessions that have been applied to let people stay if they were here during COVID, age exemptions, skills exemptions, just so much complexity laid down on top of the normal standard program to try and get themselves through. So I think the changes that they're saying will come by the end of this year, and the announcement that was confirmed today will be that all temporary skilled migrants will have a pathway to permanent residence by the end of the year. And that will be probably the biggest change, even more, I'd say, than the delays in actual processing. It'll be the removal of that uncertainty.
Let's just go back to the impact for business that you did mention. One of the headline announcements from Claire O'Neill today included scrapping labour market testing in favour of new skills assessment. This surely will help address our skills shortage. Is it in line with what other countries are doing?
I believe so. The review, I've only had a quick look at the review, was announced today, it was released today, but in Canada and the UK, they've simplified how migrants with skills that are in desperate need in a country can enter into their labour market. And the current system Australia has just does not provide for that.
We've been losing skilled workers to countries like Canada because it's been so hard to come here.
Yeah, it has been so hard. Because I think it's so uncertain, and it's very costly, and there's no clear pathway. You know, there's maybe 10 different visa options you could look to, and working out which one suits you is not really palatable if you're coming with a family to migrate to a new country. So at least removing labour market testing it's just sensible, because there's no point in trying to advertise for a registered nurse. Clearly, we don't need to demonstrate that that's required. So it will just make it faster. Employers don't have to go through that whole process, which is totally pointless.
Yeah. Sheila, Coral, has called in on 1300 222 720. She's got a question for you about people who've been on temporary work visas. I'm hoping you're able to answer it. Coral, what's your question? Hello, Coral. I can't hear you, Coral. Sorry, I'm not sure what's going on there. We'll try and come back to Coral in a moment. Sheila, how much easier will it be for businesses and industry to recruit overseas workers under these changes?
Well, I think it'll be a lot easier, because anyone who's – well, the three tiers that have been identified will just make it easier for businesses to at least identify which tier are they in. Highly paid, mid-skill professional, or in an essential industry. And so, you know, employers are not going to have to work out where they fall. It would be pretty clear which pathway they'll need to go, and they can feed that back to the employees they're trying to bring over those skills. That doesn't exist at the moment. There's no tiered system. It's not obvious where you're supposed to go and what pathway you're supposed to follow. So that would be immensely helpful. And I think the fact that the top tier, so highly paid, like, you know, people in cyber, like managers, you know, software engineers, these kinds of skills can come in a faster way with less bureaucracy in that top tier. So that will just help employers actually kind of engage the person and keep them here rather than waiting 6 months to try and get them through a process.
Sheila, I've managed to get Coral, I hope. Good evening, Coral. What was your question?
Yes, hello. I don't know what's going on with this phone. Yes, I have friends that are from Germany that have been trying to stay in Australia, but they're not allowed to now, and they have to leave. So I think if Australia's calling out for all these people to come in and they're skilled workers, why do they have to leave?
Coral, what kind of visa are they on? We need a little bit more detail for Sheila before she can help.
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure. I know that he was brought over here for truck driving.
Thank you for that, Coral. Yeah. I think it might be hard, Sheila, for you to answer without those details. Have you got any advice?
It can depend on the pathway they came in on. And so if someone came as a truck driver, probably they came through a labour agreement or some type of specific employer agreement. And often that means that the permanent pathways might be tied through that agreement that the employer has negotiated with the government. It might not be the case for your colleague but or your friend, but that's often, usually truck drivers, that will be the pathway for them. Probably this review's not, it might give some support in the new tier three, but it isn't clear yet. So we might have to wait a little bit longer for them to have some idea and clarity.
Sheila, good to talk to you.
Thanks very much.